Rafe dropped his gaze to his fingernails, as if fascinated by them. Beyond, though out of focus, he could see the tremor of Hal's trouser leg. It pleased him.
Really? The phrase, deliberate attempt to sabotage not only my career but the honor of the service, was not intended to be just a wee bit negative?
Well, I mean, I had to kind of, you know, distance myself after she got into such trouble.
Rafe looked up and pinned Hal's wavering glance with his own steady gaze.
You had to cover your cowardly ass, you mean? You had to lick the right boots, kiss the right cheeks until your nose was brown to your earlobes? Because the woman you claim to love, oh yes, I know about that, had her confidence abused by a politically motivated slimeball, you had to abuse her yourself, insulting her motives, defacing her academy ring, just to make sure everyone knew how pure and innocent you were?
Rafe could see the shock, and then disgust, on the faces of those eavesdropping. Hal was white now, shaking with what Rafe hoped was rage enough to inspire an aggressive move. Just one little twitch to give an excuse for the fist that itched to smash Hal's nose, the arm that wanted to flash out in that blow, the eyes that wanted to see that spurt of blood.
I didn't know. I didn't expect. I mean, it was just...
It was the white of fear, not rage. The tremor of near panic, not impending attack. Rafe felt the first shading of pity and resisted it. He didn't want to pity this coward. He wanted to rip Hal to shreds for what he had done to Kai. He looked Hal up and down, hoping his expression held all the contempt he felt.
You did not deserve her friendship. You are not fit for anyone's friendship. You're not fit to hold a commission. You lack the fundamental qualities, courage, integrity, decency, loyalty, that friendship demands.
Now Hal flushed again slightly and glanced around, as if for support. But the faces staring at him were all closed. Some, Rafe assumed, were just like Hal himself, willing to condemn anyone condemned by the powerful. And he himself, as the known head of ISC, was more powerful than most. Others might actually agree, might actually grasp that Hal had done something wrong. Rafe didn't really care.
There you are!
Behind Hal, the crowd parted now, shuffling quickly away from the one person Rafe did not want to have witness what he was about. Kai, grinning widely, swept toward him, flanked by two of her aides. Hal turned brick red and started to step aside, but it was too late. She was abreast of him now, looking at Rafe.
Rafe, you know the Premier wanted to meet you. Why didn't you stay in the main ballroom? You'll have to come back inside.
And then she glanced, as anyone might, at the person beside her. And he saw recognition on her face, and the instant control that changed her expression to the cool, guarded gaze of the professional commander.
As you see, I've been having a little chat with Sub-Lieutenant Coughlin.
How interesting.
But I would be delighted to come meet the Premier. I'm sure the Sub-Lieutenant will excuse us.
Rafe subtracted another 100 points from the man's estimated intelligence. Kai turned.
You had something to say, Sub-Lieutenant?
No, ma'am. Just... I'm sorry.
It is of no consequence. If you please, Sir Dunbarger, the Premier is waiting.
Rafe bowed slightly.
Of course, Admiral. At your service.
He brushed past Hal without saying anything more. She had already turned on her heel and started back to the ballrooms without looking back. The crowd melted before them, silent until they had passed.
I will smack Stella silly. I can't believe you would have rifled my desk!
Stella warned me off you, for your own good.
Kai shot a glance back at him.
She had no right. And you had no right to parade my... that, here.
I wanted him dead. He hurt you.
I'm over it!
Rafe touched her arm and she swung around. Her aides stiffened and closed in, ready, he saw, to take him down.
Oh, really? That's not what Stella thinks. Or I think.
Kai turned again and strode off toward the ballroom and the receiving line.
We are not having this conversation. Not here, not now, and hopefully not ever.
Not here, not now, but definitely sometime.
For a short woman, she walked remarkably fast, the crowd opening a lane for her as if she were royalty. Considering what she'd done, she might as well have been. But then they were in the first ballroom again, and he was engulfed in the elaborate courtesies of rank and station. And Kai, at his side in body only, or so it felt, kept up a murmur of introductions and polite comments that irritated him as much as he admired her poise. He bowed, he shook hands, he chatted with the premier of this government, the president of that, the prime minister, this admiral, that general, a minister of this and a secretary of that, being as best he could the urbane senior executive, while on the inside he felt alternating waves of fury at Hal and fear that Kai would never speak to him again. 2 hours later, it was over. Though a cluster of ranking officers and politicians still surrounded them, chatting and exchanging contact information and casual invitations, the lights had blinked 3 times, and attendants were clearing the serving tables onto carts. The group moved toward the ballroom doors without breaking up. Gary, waiting there for Rafe, gave him a minute headshake. So evidently the story had spread outside the ballrooms already. Rafe lagged behind the group, wondering if Kai would be occupied all the way back to her flagship, or if she was staying downside tonight. He had to see her, explain, even apologize if she insisted. As Rafe came through the door, Gary took up position beside him.
That was a cruel thing to do.
Rafe was not really surprised that Gary knew what had happened, not with the kind of surveillance Gary normally set up.
Not half as cruel as what he did.
Youngsters dump youngsters. It's human nature. They can grow out of it.
It was more than dump. It was battery and dump.
Youngsters have no sense.
You think I should have let it go?
Do you really think it will help you with her?
Rafe felt bone-deep tiredness now. Kai was angry with him. Maybe seriously angry, not just a little annoyed. And now that his adrenaline was lower, he could see that airing her former heartache might not seem to her the protective act he'd convinced himself it was.
I don't know. I wanted to kill him, Gary.
That was obvious. Might have caused less trouble if you had.
And I couldn't even hit him. He was such a self-serving little twit.
Yeah, that's what that fellow in Slaughter Key said.
What?
Someone at the back of the group glanced at them.
Who are you talking to on Slaughter Key?
Security stuff, boyo. Fellow was at the academy, now in the defense department with the admiral's aunt. Knew this Hal when he was just a cadet. Knew the commander as well, for that matter. Arrived with the Slaughter Key Space Force, the Rector of Defense's emissary.
Rafe figured it had to be the legendary Master Sergeant McRobert. Now, apparently Kai's aunt's assistant.
Said he was a bright enough cadet. More polished than substance, maybe, but not from breeding. Riding the Admiral's coattails.
You think I was an idiot?
Something like that, yes.
Gary tapped on the partition, and the driver set off.
But men like you, if they ever do love anyone, are apt to do stupid things. I certainly did.
She'll forgive me.
Keep the hope. I'm off home tomorrow, in any case. I need a break from all this drama. But if you ask me, which you haven't yet, the best thing you can do is just tell her.
I still say he deserved it.
Maybe, but I'm not sure he deserves what he's going to get in the end.
Disgrace? Maybe discharge? You don't think he deserves that?
Rafe, after all this time, there are still things you don't understand. You've got a lot more power than you realize. ISC may be less than it used to be, but it's still the single most powerful corporation anywhere. Every word you say carries more weight, sets off more tremors. If that boy only loses his commission, he'll be lucky.